X, mobile.
Forum Patrick, chow, chow, chow. And Gerald, TR.
I'm heading over here to meet the guys for lunch today. Hope you're having a good day.
I'm good. She got done with her last infusion. She only had to have two to bring her hemoglobin back up. Where are you meeting the guys at?
Skin restaurant over here, next to the movie theater in the Cherrydale Shopping Center called Puerto Vorte. I think is how you say it. I'm not Mexican, so I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I know where you're at. That's right. You're up in Cherrydale area today. Well, still 28 here. It hasn't moved any. They say tomorrow's going to be the coldest day, Patrick.
Supposed to be the coldest day, but either way, it's cold. It was a whopping 8 degrees at the house this morning, I believe, if I remember right.
Cold, Bernice says. Oh, shoot. Well, I could be wrong on that. I looked at it this morning, but 5 minutes after I look at it, I usually forget it. And I got that WIFF4 app on my phone. It's really nice, though. But I don't look at their news on there because every time you click on a news article, you got to listen to some kind of a crappy ad. And I hate ads.
That, I'm with you there. But that's how they pay for that stuff, is people watching those ads.
One vote for it being free. Means I ain't paying for it. Shoot. Yeah, I know it. But, God, just comes on blaring out before they ever give you the news article. And sometimes when they give you the news article, it isn't the one that you clicked on, you know. So once in a while I'll listen to it, but I turn the volume way down so I don't have to listen to the ads. But then if you forget to turn your volume back up on your phone, well, who won that?
That ads are something that's going to be with us the rest of our lives, I guess. I mean, you can't even hardly go to the gas pump now without having to watch a commercial.
Even down here at Willis's, they are blaring out there and the screens there in front of you. I don't pay no attention to that crud. But, anyways, and that one that dial 999 makes me sick of my stomach. I've heard it so many times. And there's another one on there that talks about, oh, my dad's got a tool pouch. And he's always got it, but he's got metastatic prostate cancer. So that just reminds me every single time they play that I have prostate cancer. I don't like that.
See that, and I don't know. Sometimes I just like to have some peace and quiet and not be bombarded with all the commercials and look up what I want and not have to worry about the next ads and everything. That is exactly what I searched on. I could do without all that.
This is Gerald TR. The drug companies just about own the TV networks now. And then when they start reading off all the side effects, good Lord, who's going to take that stuff? I mean, Jesus, the pill's going to kill you. But, oh well, I'm old-fashioned, redneck, and narrow-minded, and I ain't going to change. You know that. Anyways, Patrick, we're home. And I'm going to open that garage door once and get her shut down. Still showing 28 degrees. I bet that's a high for the day. Take care. We had a good day. And I got in and out of Walmart parking lot in one piece. Most dangerous parking lot in the world. So, you know, I consider myself lucky. And we'll see you later, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
You and Miss Bernice have a great day. And the parking lot, are you lucky or was everybody else lucky that... Just think about it. KO4HKX. Y'all have a good day.
You've just run out of 1, 2, and 3s today. See you later, Patrick. Send your own children.